Flacker and Steve on demand.
So we've got a story that came out, like a survey kind of thing. 12 signs your friend, your best friend, is a total fake.
Ooh, a frenemy.
And one of the first things that Steve noticed about this story is when you think of your best friend being a total fake, we live in this society right now where I'm afraid to say the sentence because we're not allowed to separate the genders by anything. Okay. But when you think of somebody having a fake friend, do you think that's a guy having a fake friend or a girl having a fake friend?
Girl.
Why do you think that?
Because I've had, when I've experienced frenemies, the most of the stories I hear are usually female.
Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I'm a guy, sort of. And if I don't like you or don't want to be your friend,
you're not friends.
It's really that simple.
Pretty simple.
That is, I literally have zero friends that I fake it with because the concept of frenemy is so fascinating. Like, and I've known girls who are like, oh my God, Becky, oh my God, so good to see you. Oh my God, you look so great, girl. We got to go out next Saturday. That dress you have, blah, blah, blah. Becky walks away. What a total B.
Yeah.
I hate her.
Yes.
I don't understand why you would invest your life, your emotions, to fake it for somebody.
Right. Knowing full well, like you said, the second they turn their back or walk away, you're just going to rip them apart.
I know. So we want to talk about the concept of frenemies. We will absolutely take calls from males if you've had a frenemy or you've been a frenemy. If you thought somebody was your friend and they stole your wife from you or they stole your car and crashed or they did something frenemy-esque. But I feel like the bulk of people who are going to call are going to be women because women are frenemies. And that's not, we're not trying to insult you. In fact, the story that we have, I don't know who wrote this, but they sort of back it up because the first thing is 12 signs your best friend is actually a total fake. Number one, she's filled with envy instead of joy. Why didn't they write the royal we? They are filled with envy.
They weren't specific. They announced their pronoun.
When you get engaged, her reaction is to complain about you posting too many photos of your ring on Facebook. Or how is it possible that someone like you could be engaged before them?
Yeah.
That's a frenemy.
Yeah.
But they still, to your face, oh my God, I'm so happy for you, girl. And then it's like, sweetie, do you have to put so many pictures up? I mean, it is weird that you got engaged before me. I love you so much. You're like my BFFs. I'm going to buy that heart thing where we each have half of that and it's got the jagged thing between it.
Yeah, once you turn your back, I'm going to total tear you down.
And then when you go to sleep, I'm going to saw your jugular with the jagged thing.
That's a frenemy.
That's a frenemy.
Wow.
Number two, they compete instead of encourage.
Yes.
They're constantly trying to be ahead of you in everything. Hairstyle, wardrobe grades, cleansing diets. They always got to be on top.
You know, and I know this is a time where women are coming together, but there's also that.
There's still frenemies in those ranks.
Yes.
In the ranks, you can tell that there's people.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like, wait a minute, you don't get to. I started this whole, you don't get to be above. Going shopping with her isn't fun at all. These are the 12 signs that your best friend is actually a total fake. She's not your friend when you come out of the dressing room and she's full of passive aggressive insults that make you regret. Oh, yeah, no, that's great, but really pink, it kind of makes you look fat. I mean, some other color would make you kind of look fat, but not as fat as pink. Is that a passive aggressive? That felt like aggressive. I'm not good at the passive aggressive. Who am I kidding? Her misery loves your company.
Boom.
It seems like every time you're with her, the world seems darker. She has no concept of looking on the bright side of things and will shut down any positivity.
And if you try and be positive, she'll shut you down.
Completely.
Yeah.
How dare you think like that?
Yeah, if you're not on her agenda, look out.
But how many women listening, or men listening right now, have a friend? Like, we're describing one of your friends, you're like, holy crap.
I have a friend of me.
I thought they were my BFF, but like all these things. Because I've had friends that I was on the verge of, like, I'm not sure if they're cool or if they're a kind of a friend of me. And when I get into that, if I have a friend who's constantly dark, I gotta weed that garden.
There you go.
You go, what's fun about what? Oh, Right? Do I got to take this right now?
What? What?
Okay. Casey?
Yes.
Yes.
Yay.
What do you're saying that are we wrong about it's all being women with frenemies or what?
No, not at all. I just want to explain to you guys why it's mostly women that have frenemies.
Okay.
I mean, society raises and teaches women that we always need to be polite and we can't actually speak our minds to both men and women. So even if we don't like someone, we have it ingrained in our minds that we can't tell them that. We have to be polite with them.
Seriously?
And men aren't raised like that. And I know so many people out there are like, oh my God, another feminist. But that's just how it is. That's how we were raised.
Okay.
But you know what's weird is the women in my life, all the women that I know, I gravitate towards strong women who will tell off anybody at a moment's notice, but they won't tell their friend who they hate. You know what I mean? I mean, they'll tell off the waitress that they did something wrong, the chick at Target. They're ready to, like, be honest in a way that I could never be honest.
Except.
But they lie to the people that they're pretending to love.
They lie to the people that are somehow in their circle. If I'm never going to see this waitress again, I don't give. Ooh, I almost cursed. Wow. I don't care. But if there's a guy in the group or a girl in the group that I'm going to see every once in a while, I have to be polite to them because that's how my parents raised me. That's what society teaches me I need to do.
So Casey, you're saying your mother taught you this too?
No, no, Steve. I'm saying
you said your parents
and society.
Okay.
So what are you trying to do, Steve?
No, I didn't have an agenda there. Okay. I was just saying, so you're including your mom in raising you incorrectly then too. For not teaching you.
Well, yes, because my parents are, you know, a mother and a father.
Yes. Because you said, I didn't have an agenda there. I swear I didn't.
Thank you.
I was clear. She said her parents and society raised her that way.
Right.
That includes a mother that didn't break the cycle.
But you get that people automatically assume you have an agenda.
Because it's me. Yes. I get it.
It's not fair.
Right.
But she was like,
I get it.
I brought it on myself. You could hear her
Yes. And I bring that on myself.
I'm just saying.
But I was clarified. She said, I respect her for including her mom and saying my parents both raised me.
There was a moment there where I feared for you.
Okay.
I could feel little red dots from buildings.
Because I fear Casey a little bit.
Cindy?
Yay.
You think she's crazy or what?
I kind of do. I mean, I was raised back in the 70s, and my parents and a lot of my friends, you weren't raised like that. I think honestly, it's not going to be popular. I think it's an excuse now for women to march up and say I'm feminist. And
wait.
It's just my parents raised me to be aware of my surroundings, no matter who I was with, whether it was a man or a woman. And, you know, to be polite, but to speak your mind. But don't ever let anybody.
But what's that about the feminist, though? What was that part?
I'm not doing an agenda.
She started with that and got off.
Know.
I'm just.
You are, I'm just, I know what you
I'm
know.
Not doing
I'm just
it.
Saying that
I know.
What you do.
I know.
You know what you sound like? You sound like the prosecutor.
Like I'm leading the witness.
Say that again. Let's go back. I can have the court reporter read it back to you. Just say the feminist part one more time.
Cindy,
so
I
can jump on you and make a point.
No,
I
that's
know you're not doing that,
right,
Steve.
But I know I'm the guy that does.
Yes. That's all I'm saying.
As long as it's about me, people, that's all. All right.
I think women need to take responsibility for what they're getting themselves into. And if they feel like they're getting in a bad situation with anybody, now I'm kind of going off on women getting, in bad situations with guys. But you got to say, you just say no. You don't go somewhere if you don't feel like it's safe. The right thing to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for the call, Cindy. You got any more agenda you want to throw out there?
That was Cindy. I was giving Cindy a voice.
Oh, because only you can allow a woman to have a voice?
No, I didn't say that.
You see what I'm doing?
I know.
By the end of this show, they will build statues to me, and they will be with pitchforks and bonfires. And it's like, anyway, Steve's a misogynist, and
I am
on your side.
Whatever.
I am the voice of the woman.
Ah!
I'm every woman. Oh, my God. You guys, I got to take... Can we take a quick break? Because Oprah's calling me.
Oh, what?
Okay. Sorry, I'm getting a text from O. I call her O.
Of course.
Hey, O, I'll call you right back. So anyway, we got more things on this list that we'd like to share with you.
Mm.
And Steve has some more agenda he'd like to get out.
Don't have
it's the 12 signs your best friend's actually totally fake. if you've had a frenemy, let's hear how bad frenemies can get. Not about the negativity, not about these little things. What did they actually do to you? Did they steal your man? Did they steal your entire wedding plan? Did they sleep with your dad? I don't know. What did a frenemy do to you? We want your story. Jesse.
Yai.
Frenemies.
All right. So we were at like a raffle ticket kind of event.
Okay.
So I asked a friend to go get a raffle ticket for me. And so she went to go get one, but she refused for the next hour to give it to me, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, can I have my raffle ticket? And she wouldn't give it to me, right? And so the raffle comes around, right? And I wasn't really paying attention, and they name off the numbers or whatever. And I think she heard the numbers before she gave me my raffle ticket, and she won the trip to New York.
Oh, it didn't take you.
And gave you the ticket that wasn't that one.
Oh.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Jesse.
She held all the numbers, kept the winner, and gave you the rest.
Yeah.
Yep.
And this was a good friend of yours?
This was a good friend. I was like, why can't she just hand me one? I'm like, there was a 50-50 chance. She took her boyfriend. I was like, you couldn't even take me?
Yeah. So
Did
you break up with her then? Or?
We still talk through Facebook.
You need to steal her boyfriend or something.
Yeah, I would definitely sleep with someone in her family.
Okay.
Something.
All right. Go to dad then.
Yeah,
go
ahead. I would do that. Okay. Call us back after you do that. Let us know how that works out. For some reason, my head was like, hurt an animal. And I'm like, no, that's not a good friend of me thing. You got to sleep with somebody. You're right, Steve.
Yeah, but that's usually
be the right kind. You got to. That's your good, man. You do speak for women.
Okay, wait.
Tessa?
Yes.
Yay.
Hi. So, she's now my sister-in-law. We were best friends, and then I started dating her brother, and then we got engaged, and she got mad because I was getting married before she did, because she was older by 4 months. And then we got married and had a kid, and she was just jealous about everything. And then come to find out, for 2 years, she was telling everybody that I stole her credit card. When it was actually, I don't even know who it was, but she didn't want me to go to jail. So that's why she never said anything to me. But to my face, she was totally cool. She was my best friend. She got me birthday presents and everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
We went 2 years without talking.
But you get that you're kind of the frenemy because you started sleeping with her brother. You started the frenemy process. But
what's wrong with
that? That's not cool. You don't get to sleep with your friends.
So, okay.
You know, right.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Steve, I'm still mad at you for sleeping with my brother.
I took it.
Right.
Good morning, everybody.
Wait.
Thank you for the call.
That was my new agenda.
We have gotten Steve so confused character-wise right now. Is Steve the gay one or is he the misogynist?
I'm neither.
I'm not sure.
None of the above.
Okay, Nikki, are you there?
Yay.
Frenemy. Yeah. Okay. Current agenda.
Hey, Nick.
Who's your frenemy?
My frenemy was supposedly a really good friend of mine. We worked together, and I had a new director, and she went to my new director about 3 months into her tenure there and tried to get me fired, told me that I had had a confrontation with another mutual friend, and I had threatened her and attacked her, and it was just a horrible situation.
Who'd they believe?
I'm still at work, at least, but...
Is she still there, too?
My friend was a friend of me.
She got fired, or nobody did?
Nobody got fired, but I got written up.
I
hate people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm noticing, Steve? I don't know if you've noticed, but so far, all girls.
Oh, see, I never noticed that.
I
did not.
I'm gender blind. I couldn't even tell, Flacker. That's how much I don't have an agenda.
See? Right on,
scratch
brother.
Scratch the name change. Davina.
Yay.
Frenemy.
Oh, my frenemy. Well, a friend of mine, I brought her into my house, and she made friends with my kids, and we hung out all the time for over a year, and then she slept with my husband.
Oh, well, your husband slept with her.
Who's the real frenemy?
Well, some of the stories that she told me from when she was younger ended up breaking up her friendship because she slept with her best friend's dad in high school. So
jeez.
I'm sure
it wasn't just him.
But I mean, were you tired of sleeping with your husband? Because that's like, I'm tired of doing dishes. She comes over, does the dishes. It's like, man, I'm tired of sleeping with my husband. And she came up and was like, I'll take that chore off your hands.
Is that true?
You know, it would have been fine if that was the case, but it definitely was not.
Did it break up your marriage?
It was one of the reasons, yes, eventually, but yes.
And you're not friends with us. You lost a friend and the husband.
Basically, yes.
For the better, though.
Exactly. I'm a better person now, so.
Good for you.
Yeah. Well, don't let your friends around your husband, because apparently you're a magnet for frenemies.
Slacker and Steve.